And the Rolling Stones are coming to Chicago, aren't they?
Yeah, just announced a few minutes ago. The Stones first recorded in the United States right here in Chicago at the old Chess Record Studios on South Michigan Avenue back in 1964. Now they will be coming back for a new tour just a few blocks away from that at Soldier Field. They're kicking off a 16-city tour. One of the stops will be at Soldier Field in Chicago, June 27th of next year. And at first I thought this was a joke, but it turns out it's 100% true. The show is being sponsored by AARP.
Of course it is.
The Stones' ages range from 76 to 80 years old. So, you know, if there is ever, you know, a group of people in that age group that represent how vital you can be and how energetic you can be, it would be Mick and the Rolling Stones. Now, you can go to rollingstones.com, and there you can get a code for pre-sale ticket access, or you can wait until the general ticket sales begin, which will be 10 a.m. on December the 1st. The group last played in North America in 2021, just a few weeks after the death of drummer Charlie Watts, who only had missed one concert since he joined the group in 1962. So this will be their first tour without Charlie Watts.
And I've got a scoop for you, an exclusive, Dean. One of our listeners follows the Stones, I think, around the world. And he yesterday sent us a message saying that they were going to announce this today. And not only that, but he says eventually they're going to announce another show Sunday, June 30th. They have that blocked for Soldier Field.
Not surprised, but they probably won't do that until the tickets go, you know, sell for the first show. No question. I mean, it's pretty hard to sell out Soldier Field, but they probably will, and will add another date. I was looking at the schedule, too, and there's plenty of room for a second show to be added, so that would not surprise me.
I have a Letterman's appearance with Colbert on my DVR. Can't wait to watch it. I hear it was pretty good. He was the only guest, right?
He was the only guest on the show last night, and he was so quintessentially Dave when Stephen Colbert introduced him. You know, normally the guests come in from Colbert's right side. You know, they come out and sit in the chair. This time they had Letterman come out from the left of Colbert, where he used to enter the Ed Sullivan stage, where he did for 22 years, for all those years that he was on CBS. Dave has not been on the show it's not been back at the Ed Sullivan Theater for the 8 years since he announced he was quitting, and talked about all kinds of things, but man, when he made an entrance, the crowd went wild.
Please welcome back to the Ed Sullivan Theater, Mr. David Letterman.
Oh my God, Stephen, control your people. This is the most enthusiastic audience I have been near since the night I announced I was quitting. Wow. You know, I spent a lot of time Googling symptoms. Anybody?
Uh-huh.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yes.
So I go over to CVS to pick up the salve, and at CVS, you line up.
Oh, yeah.
And you have your thing. You're going to turn it into the pharmacist. And so the guy in front of me is called up to the desk, and he hands him his prescription. And I'm just standing there waiting to be called up. And I see the pharmacist disappear, and he comes back with a plastic rod about this long, a yellow plastic rod. And now I go up to the desk, and all I can think about, I say to the guy, it's none of my business. But what the guy hands you a prescription and you give him a plastic rod. And he says, yeah, yeah. And I said, what, can you tell me what the issue is there? And he says, yeah, go into the bathroom. And I thought, holy, going to the bathroom. He says, yeah, Yeah, that's where we keep the key to the men's room.
That's pretty good.
Dave, he's so great.
Always prepared with a great story.
Just like the master storyteller reeling us in like that. Yeah, he was great. He was genuinely moved to hear his theme song being played on that stage when he came out. Loved hearing the music. The Nationals were the musical guest last night. He told a story, which was very much like the story that he told about Foo Fighters when he was returning from his heart surgery. Who do you want to be the musical guests? I'd love the Foo Fighters, except they were on tour someplace. And the Foo Fighters at the time stopped the tour to come back to be the musical guest when Letterman returned from heart surgery. The Nationals did the same thing last night. They were on tour, but when they heard that Letterman wanted them to be on that show last night, they stopped their tour, and they came and performed, and they were great. So, you know, if you've DVR'd it, you'll enjoy watching it. It was really fun. That beard is still...
it's in season now.
Santa Claus-like. Very true.
The Taylor Swift effect is shining on the Kelce brothers, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, my gosh. Last week we played a clip for you from the new Christmas duet from Travis and Jason Kelce. Travis is the one dating Taylor Swift. The Philadelphia Eagles, on which Jason is a player, do a charity Christmas album every year. So he and his brother did this duet, and this morning it is the number one song on the iTunes playlist. So
happy Christmas, you
yes. It's sweet. Just like Bing Crosby would have wanted.
Of course. Now, I understand you interviewed my close personal friend, Hannah Waddingham, who I ran into in London, and was very delightful in person, and I guess she makes the screen wiggle too, doesn't she?
Oh, my goodness. She is amazing. Could not be more charming. I don't want to, you know, burst your bubble or anything. She didn't mention you at all.
Oh, okay.
In the conversation.
We ran out of time.
I don't know why. But she plays Rebecca Welton on Ted Lasso. And now she's got a Christmas variety TV show that is dropping tomorrow on Apple TV Plus. We talked about that and also a little bit about Ted Lasso.
I have four words to describe what I am seeing right now. Va, 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 boom. Wow.
And that's just the Christmas tree.
What made you want to do something like this?
I think being a theatre girl to my core, 22 years in the West End and on Broadway, I mean, it was time. The biggest thing for me is kicking it old school and taking us back to the time of, you know, I wanted it to be a marriage of kind of Dean Martin meets Carol Burnett.
I just have to ask you one Ted Lasso question. I mean, I don't even know if you know the answer to this, if we're going to see any more. And how life-changing was this for you?
Well, working backwards, it has been totally life-changing in so many ways. Firstly, because it's finally given me a platform that I had longed for to show what I can do. And secondly, that show has not only brought me, you know, professional acclaim, it has brought me the most beautiful group of people. And we will 100% on a very low key level be in each other's lives forever. And I'm truly blessed in that way.
Will you be in our lives anymore?
Well,
with more Ted Lasso?
I've no idea. I've literally no idea, which is probably just as well because I'm not very good at keeping things to myself like that. I'd be too excited.
This new special, it's like a big old fashioned, you know, if, I don't know, if like Captain and Tennille were doing a holiday special, you know, big and glitzy and glamorous. With lots of stars, there are some big surprises that are going to happen. I don't want to spoil it for anybody of telling you exactly what they are, but I think you're going to enjoy it. And she can sing, and she can dance. It's a big, beautiful production number. It drops on Apple TV Plus starting tomorrow.
Well, isn't she a veteran of the London West End Theater?
Yep. 20 years on in musical theater in London's West End, so she knows what she's doing.
And finally, this is my favorite story of the day in the entertainment world. Talk about John Hamm and what he was wearing.
I thought you were going to say talk about John Hamm's nipples.
Well, you talk about them.
Because that's what... Paul Conrad congratulated me this morning when I did the story on TV that I was able to work the word nipples into one story about seven times. So let me see if I can break the record here. So the new trailer is out for season 5 of Fargo, the series on which John Hamm co-stars. And there is a scene where he is shirtless in this trailer, and he appears to have pierced nipples. And he did not want to pierce his actual nippleage. So what they did, this is Hollywood movie magic right here. He says they took out some blue latex glue and pasted prosthetic nipples over his real ones. And then they pierced those. They pierced the fake ones. And then the scene was shot. And the co-stars on the show all said that they were shocked to hear about it. Juno Temple, who played opposite him, she was shocked to hear that they were prosthetic nipples because she said they looked so real. So if we get any, you know, more nipple updates, we'll break right into regular programming. I think I said it about 12 times in this story. Now I'm just trying to work it in like every other word.
We'll get to work right now on the promo we'll be running from this report. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.